It's playoff time, and we're back with a playoff edition of Crossfire, joined by two guys who know a thing or two about Giants playoff success, Super Bowl champion Howard Cross, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. Guys, let's jump right into it. The Giants' priority against the Packers this week should be winning the time of possession on the ground or attacking an inexperienced Packers secondary. Guys, what are your thoughts?
What a dilemma. I'm going to say they've got to get to that secondary, but they got to be methodical about it.
I like that, but I think the secondary is probably the key to the game. You got to get the ball in the air a lot. You got to score a lot of points, because the problem is that even though we have the great defense, we got a playoff defense in this Giants defense, Aaron Rodgers will scramble around and make plays. If he makes plays down the field and scores points, then you have to throw the ball. Get to the secondary early.
Well, here's what you can do. You can keep it on the sideline by running the football. Keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. Balanced attack seems to be the best way to go about it for this offense.
There is no balance. If they're good at stopping the run, why fight it? Go to the air early, then run late. That's how it works seemingly every game so far. Go to the air, score some points. Once you score some points, then you can run the ball.
Playoff football. Can't turn it over early. Get your balance.
Eli has a history in Lambeau Field. He has a history at Green Bay. I want to go on Eli's arm. I'm taking the history of Eli.
I'm going to give this offensive line a chance and let them get their teeth grounded into something. That's the run game.
I don't know about that, but I'm going to tell you right now.
Run it.
I think a lot of people are expecting this to be a close game, but one thing's for sure. 5 out of 7 Packers playoff losses in the Mike McCarthy era have come on the final play.